Joined today with Marcy Penner, Executive Director of the Big Kansas Road Trip, which just wrapped up last week, visiting Ellsworth and Lincoln counties along with Lucas, Kansas. So, Marcy, thank you for joining me today. How did the road trip wrap up and go for you guys, you thought, overall?
You know, it was just wonderful, Max. We had so many thoughtful people who came from all over the state, and there's one couple that comes from Indiana every year just for this. Though everybody asks us about numbers, it's really about the quality of the interactions, and those happened everywhere.
Like you mentioned, I think a good term there, it's more about the connections than it is per se about the number of people that come to it. And as the Big Kansas Road Trip are doing a little bit of a change coming up here in the fall, you're doing what you've called more pop-up visits throughout the state. So can you explain that a little bit more in depth?
Absolutely. So, you know, even though we had good crowds this year and in the past, there's lots of people who aren't able to attend that year because of school activities or Mother's Day or whatever it might be. So we decided to change from a four-day format for the Big Kansas Road Trip to 4 one-day, what we're calling pop-up BKRTs. And that will allow us to cover more areas of the state and sometimes more remote areas that might not have the lodging or capacity to do 4 days. So I think this will be more flexible and will retain a lot of the things that people loved about the four-day Big Kansas Road Trip.
And one of those places that you have announced is right here in our listening area, but Blue Rapids coming up on August 24th. What made Blue Rapids one of those communities you wanted to highlight?
When you look at Kansas as a playground, and you're looking for fun things to do as well as, you know, just have the opportunity to see other places in that area, we thought Blue Rapids was perfect. So you're right on the date, August 24, and we're collaborating with the annual Family Fun Day Festival. So it will be those regular activities going on plus what we can bring to the equation. And probably the biggest thing that we're going to do is, we don't even really have a name for this event yet, but Wheels on the Squircle. So, you know, being the only round square in the state, and some people call it a squircle, a square circle, we're going to invite people to roll around with any kind of wheels, from a baby stroller to roller skates to a wheelchair to a skateboard. But that will maybe be like the draw for our typical audience. And then we're going to add other things they can do that have a feature with round. They might go to the baseball diamond and they can play catch with a round ball. They can go on the Central Branch Railroad that has the round railroad wheels and so forth. And we have much more planning to do, but it's going to be a one-day day of fun, mixing people from around the state with the locals of Blue Rapids.
Again, joined with Marcy Penner of the Big Kansas Road Trip discussing the pop-up trip they will have in Blue Rapids August 24th. Marcy, as we get closer to that date, I know we're still a while off, but what do you want people to know about those events?
I just want to say that probably at the core of this, as it's been with our first six Big Kansas Road Trips, is that we just ask communities to be good at being themselves. That's all we really want, because the public is hungry for that firsthand experience in a rural community, and I think that's what we can offer all over the state. So the only other thing is where they can get information, and I'd say they should just keep listening to you, or they can go to the Big Kansas Road Trip Facebook page, or the best way is to become a Kansas Explorer Club member. So just stay tuned and put August 24 on your calendar. We'll see you on the Squircle.